Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Ever notice how Italians tend to sing a little when they speak?
Mamma mia, Milano, amore.
If you want to have an Italian accent, the fastest and easiest way is to learn how to speak with that same sing-songy quality. But how? Find out in this episode. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. You might notice things are a little different around here. We've been away for a while and given the podcast a makeover. If you're missing the old 5-minute Italian episodes, non ti preoccupare. Don't worry, the format is staying the same. We'll keep focusing on how Italians actually speak so you can learn the stuff that will be useful to you when you're out here. And we'll keep breaking everything down into little chunks so you can learn it one small bite at a time. As we've been away for a while, we thought we'd spruce things up a little.
Yes, sorry, we've been away for so long. We're excited to be back with you after our very long pausa.
Speaking of which, do you know the word pausa? Listen carefully. Can you guess what it means?
Pausa.
Sounds a lot like pause, doesn't it? That's actually how we say break in Italian. So that makes it nice and easy to remember. To say break in Italian, we say pause, pausa. But attenzione, be careful, because the pronunciation is actually quite different. Let's listen again.
Pausa.
Notice anything interesting about the vowels?
Pausa.
Matteo pronounces every single one very carefully. Aua. Pausa.
Aua. Pausa. Aua. Pausa.
And this is an important lesson about Italian vowels because the pronunciation is quite different compared to Italian and English. In English, we tend to mumble our vowels and mush them all together.
That's right. That reminds me of my special theory.
Oh, yeah. Your special English people don't move their mouth theory. Tell us about it.
When I lived in England for a year and I was learning English, I noticed how, compared to Italians, English people hardly move their mouth at all when they speak. We speak like this. We really enunciate our vowels almost as if we're singing. In English, you can speak without moving your mouth like this.
This means that when you're learning Italian, to sound more native, it's important to really open your mouth as much as you can and kind of sing the vowels. I had a friend once who said that when he heard native English speakers speaking a foreign language, he always wanted to tell them to open their mouth more because it's an easy way to improve your pronunciation quickly and quite drastically. Let's practice with some more examples. We'll use words that are similar in English and Italian so you can really hear the difference. Remember, if you want to see these words written down and get bonus materials and quizzes, you'll find lots of extra materials for this on the blog too.
So let's listen to some words in Italian. I bet you can guess what they mean. Auto. Opera. Panini. Mozzarella. Responsabile.
So we had
auto.
Auto, which is one way of saying car. Can you hear how Matteo pronounces all the vowels?
Auto. 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 Auto.
Next.
Opera.
Which means opera. Listen to how carefully Italians say each vowel.
Opera. 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 Opera.
Then we had
panini. 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 Panini.
Interesting fact. Panino just means sandwich in Italian. Panini, ending in the letter I, pronounced E, is the plural. So the way that we use it to talk about a long grilled sandwich is something that's kind of got lost in translation. Panini actually just means sandwiches in Italian. Let's listen to all the vowels again.
Panini.
Next.
Mozzarella.
Hear all the vowels there? Matteo really opens his mouth to say it. So it's not mozzarella, how we would pronounce it, but rather
mozzarella. 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 Mozzarella.
And the last word?
Responsabile.
Not responsible, but rather?
Responsabile. 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 Responsabile.
Let's listen to each word again, really slowly, three times. Can you repeat them after Matteo? Remember to really open your mouth and enunciate the vowels as much as you can.
Auto. 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 Opera. 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 Panini. 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 Mozzarella. 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 Responsabile. Responsabile. Responsabile.
That's it for today. Grazie for joining us. We're really pleased to be back. Remember to see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz to help it all sink in. Head over to our website by clicking the link in the description.
Or you can go to jovlanguages.com/Italian podcast and search for episode 87.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts to get notified about new episodes.
And we'd love it if you could leave us a review because it really helps other Italian learners find the podcast. Grazie mille.
Looking forward to hearing you again in the next episode.
Ciao.
Ciao.